Hello and welcome to DVB English News. I'm Adam. In this week's headlines, an airstrike kills six in Mrau. Regime accused of forcing Rohingya to protest against Arakan Army. A campaign to ban jet fuel shipments to the military. And Myanmar's permanent representative at the UN makes an appeal to the international community. An airstrike killed six civilians, including children, and injured seven others in Atet Lanyin Town village of Mrau Township in Arakan State on Thursday. Two of the injured are in critical condition at a hospital. More than 50 civilians have been killed, and over 80 have been injured by airstrikes in Arakan State this month, according to data collected by local rescue teams. Retaliatory airstrikes and artillery attacks have been carried out by the military. The Arakan Army claimed that it will investigate war crimes and take action. A group of Rohingya in Butidong Township of northern Arakan State staged a protest against the AA on Tuesday. They reportedly arrived in the town in 10 separate vehicles carrying signs in Burmese that stated, "We don't want war" and "No AA." Ong Cha Mo, a Rohingya civil society leader and the National Unity Government Deputy Minister of Human Rights, told DVB that protests could not have occurred without the regime's backing.
So suddenly hundreds of young people, including kids, coming to the streets to protest against AA is something not possible at any circumstance. It is artificial, and the junta has been creating all this chaos, all these protests to create intercommunal tension.
That was Ong Cha Mo, the NUG Deputy Minister of Human Rights. Blood Money is an activist group founded in 2021 following the military coup to target the revenue going to the regime. It launched a campaign calling on the US, UK, and EU to ban all aviation fuel shipments to Myanmar.
The biggest source of the money for those military juntas. So that's why we decide collectively to target on the oil and gas. We need the actions from the international community that's stopping the jet fuel supply to Myanmar.
That was Mike, a member of Blood Money who spoke to DVB on the condition of anonymity. Research group Nien Lin Thit Analytica documented that from February 2021 to December 2023, over 1,650 airstrikes were carried out by the military. This killed nearly 1,000 people and injured 900. Last August, the US and UK sanctioned companies that imported aviation fuel to Myanmar, but the airstrikes have continued. Myanmar's permanent representative at the UN, Cha Mo Tun, made an appeal to the international community on behalf of all those facing military conscription.
The urgent issue is to stop the forced conscription in Myanmar, because they will have a lot of consequences from this kind of forced conscription of the military junta. So please, I'd like to appeal again to the international community through the DVB to help the people of Myanmar.
That was Cha Mo Tun, Myanmar's permanent representative at the UN. And that's it for this week's headlines. I'm Adam. Coming up on March 28th, the Shan Women Action Network is celebrating its 25th anniversary, or Silver Jubilee. Congratulations to Swan and all members of the Women's League of Burma. On Monday, an op-ed celebrating the work of WLB and all of Myanmar's women human rights defenders will be published on the DVB English website. Stay tuned to DVB English News on Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.